Books on Tape presents Charmed Thirds by Megan McCafferty. Read by Emily Janice Card. Freshman Summer, June 2003. June 1st. Dear Hope, whoever said that you can't go home again was wrong. You can go home again. Just don't be surprised when it totally sucks. And so I wait for the express bus to Pineville, New Jersey, to fake and bake salons and acrylic talons, to Confederate flagged pickups, to DWI guys with suspended licenses pedaling their fat asses on tiny bicycles, to the crossbreeding of Pineys and Bennies, to certain death by cerebral asphyxiation. To home. Bitter home. I'm exhausted from dragging myself and two duffel bags down to 42nd Street. I took the subway, of course. It only feels like I trudged 74 blocks on foot. The first time I left Columbia's campus for the Port Authority bus terminal, almost 6 months ago, for winter break, I thought there would be a waiting area with a section of seats attached to TV sets bolted into the floor, and I'd be able to pay a quarter for a sitcom or half a talk show. At this point, I'm so brain-dead and bored that I'd pay $10 for 30 minutes if Jerry Springer had guests who degraded themselves in an entertaining way. I'm blaming the homeless for ruining this pleasure for the rest of us. Is this an example of how New York City has made me as callous as Marcus fears I've become? A parenthetical anecdote to prove otherwise. Stubby is a homeless man who sings Motown songs on a patch of sidewalk near the Gothic wrought iron gates separating the relentless bustle of 116th and Broadway from the relative calm of College Walk.